Welcome to Heart Centered by Rizzo Holistic. My name is Joanna Rizzo, and I work as a holistic health coach, healer, and yoga teacher. And I'm the founder of Rizzo Holistic, a company that offers services corporately and privately, both online and on-site from Stockholm, Sweden. This is a self-development podcast to help you heal, evolve, and expand your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual abilities. I'm convinced that we're all capable of creating the life that we want to live and that it all starts from within ourselves. If you're looking to explore what more there is to yourself and this life, improve your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health, and find the unlimited power that is within you, you have come to the right place. My goal with this podcast is to give you the tools, inspiration, and guidance to help you help yourself to navigate your heart-centered, unique spiritual path that we all call life. So thank you for sharing a little part of your journey here with me. Without further ado, let's flow into today's episode. Warm welcome, everyone, to another episode of Heart Centered by Rizzo Holistic. And I was so called to share this episode because everywhere I look right now, people are going through massive awakenings, dark nights of the soul, which I'm going to talk about today, breakups. It's just a lot of chaos in a way, to be perfectly honest. And it's beautiful to see. And it's also beautiful to be a part of, especially since I have been going through this so many times, and I've met people recently that I've been able to support through these experiences and give some type of reassurance that things are gonna be fine. And because this time in space or on this earth is very interesting right now. We have been bombarded with frequency changes this entire year. Very frequent, very high frequency changes. The astrology is perfectly lined up for existential crises, and it's just a beautiful time to be alive. But if you've never experienced anything like this before, it can be extremely confusing. And I talked to a friend last week and I was like, I would not want to have a spiritual awakening right now because it's a very interesting world to wake up to. It's a lot of darkness, and why we see all of this darkness is simply because it's detoxified. Our world is detoxing in a way. All the darkness and all the stuff that's not working anymore. And that's why I really wanted to talk about the dark night of the soul. This is something that happens more than once on the spiritual journey. And I would say that the first one is definitely the most challenging one, since you haven't experienced that before. And the other dark night of the souls are usually a little lighter. It does not mean that they're less challenging. It's just that you know what's going on and why it's going on, and therefore it's a little bit easier to get through. But for those of you who doesn't know what a dark night of the soul is, I really want to dive into that in today's episode, either to support yourself better and understand things better, or support someone around you that might go through something like this. So the dark night of the soul, the first spiritual awakening, for me, it happened after, so I had first some type of awakening to this spirituality, to this love and light, whatever you want to call it. And then usually what happens is a traumatic event of some kind that makes you question everything. And this can be a small or a big traumatic event. It can simply just be a realization that the way that you were living is not true to you. Or this traumatic event makes you realize that there's so much more to life and that you have not been living according to your heart. You start to see how this world is built up, and you start to see how you have been living almost like a lie for your entire life, thinking that you have been something, but your identity has been built up by coping mechanisms and projections and things that have been inherited by parents and society and all things around you. So basically you've been building yourself up on something that is not you. And to realize that is probably one of the most like existential crises that one could ever have. Because at one point, you will probably blame yourself for living in that way. Then you'll blame others for pushing that lifestyle or way of life onto you, even though that has been the only way they know how to live. To realize this and to realize that you have to change and let go of these habits can be very, very difficult. And it's supposed to be. And that's why the dark night of the soul can sometimes be confused with depression and other things that we in our society call different things, while it's simply just an awakening to ourselves. And we need to dig that hole for ourselves. This usually means a lot of self-isolation, losing friends, losing connection to family, because we need to start to explore who we actually are. Some people start to read a lot of books about life or watch movies and series. Thank God today there is a lot of information on social media and a lot of support on social media as well. So I think this term of the dark night of the soul is much more widened compared to a couple of years ago. According to my perception anyway, and what I've been through and what I've seen. And I think that's beautiful to realize that there's nothing wrong with us. Of course, one can have a depression, but that depression can actually be a dark night of the soul. And to get stuck in the identification that it's a depression instead can make this process a lot longer than it has to be. But according to me, in this process, it's so important to have support. To have, for me, I had, thank God, I had a coach when I went through this dark night of the soul. I had already, as I said before, opened up spiritually. And I thought that life was going to be all this love and light and happiness and manifestations and crystals and all that good stuff. But spirituality is simply just a pathway into yourself. And there is a polarity that has to be there, and it's this darkness. What we think that we are, and all of these things that aren't us, that are just, as I said, projections and coping mechanisms. So the first step is really to realize where you are, to forgive yourself and others for just living in a way in which we knew, the only way we knew how to live. And from there, when we've reached that point where we're at like the bottom of the ocean and dug ourselves a little hole to rest in, we need to start to make ourselves up. And that is the dark night of the soul, to accept the darkness within us, the shadows that are the polar opposite of the light. Because the more darkness that we can see and accept in ourselves, the more light we can invite. So the more that we can be curious about ourselves in this process, the more we can find. But if one have not ever done this before, this can result in a very tough period of time, and it's supposed to be, because you're in the beginning of creating the new you. A new you with new habits and new ways of living. And once that has started to unfold, the acceptance of your darkness and that you're exactly where you're supposed to be in life, and that life is not only light, because without darkness there is no light, then we can start to create and start to live in these new habits. And here, there is no standard. It's your changes. It's about your changes, and you're gonna know what they are when you're there. Is that going to be easy? No, it's not, because you have to change your entire way of living. You have to create and start to live these new habits. And that doesn't mean that you're not going to fall back into old habits. It basically just means that you're on the way to something new. And I think as a collective, that's where we are right now, in this void of becoming something new, but still being somewhat pulled back into the old as well. And there are really no time frames to this. There are no standards, as I said before. There's just you and your heart, and your heart will guide you to that new way of living. But here we usually start to, or actually some people already before this have started to develop a strong sense of intuition. Some people are born with it, some people have to practice it a little bit more, but we're all intuitive beings, and really start to listen to that inner voice of hope and guidance, instead of that ego nagging us about that we're not exactly where we're supposed to be, or that we don't think that we're where we're supposed to be. And start to differentiate the voice of the heart and intuition compared to our thoughts, our ego, our emotions that are based on our past. As we've started to slowly see some light, because at the bottom of the ocean, it's completely dark, but further up there is a surface, and we start to see that surface and then slowly start to swim towards that surface. And that is the journey. When we start to see that there is so much more to live for, because this dark night of the soul, it will question our values. It will question the meaning of life. It will question basically everything that you are. And as you're slowly swimming up with the help of these new habits and new ways of living and new mindset, you will start to see more and more light, not only inside of you, but also around you. So I really think that that picture of the dark night of the soul is a beautiful way of seeing it, that it's like your old habits, your old coping mechanism, your old projections, your old way of living, they're so heavy that they're gonna drag you down to the bottom of the ocean. And you have to let them go in order to start to make your way up to the surface. And one thing in this process that is very, very important is to really allow yourself to grieve the past selves. The past version of you, the past versions of you that have done their best to protect you, to keep you safe with the tools that they had. To forgive people on your journey that might have hurt you, that might have caused you harm in any way, just to make yourself lighter. So this journey is not about anyone else but yourself as you start to make your way up to the surface again. And we all swim in different ways and different directions and different paces, but there is always a way to make your way up to the surface. And just because, unfortunately, you've gone through one dark night of the soul, that doesn't mean that it stops there. During the spiritual journey, you will have countless dark night of the souls, but you will know the process in a way, because you will have to wake up to new truths about yourself and the world that we live in again and again and again and again. And some might be easier to wake up to. Some we knew were coming. Others might be a little more difficult. And that will create a bigger process because it's a lot more work with your ego, because the only one stopping this process is your ego. The only one resisting this process is your ego, that is so like really trying to hold on to this old identity, to these old ways of living. And it's not doing this because the ego is a bad thing. It is simply trying to keep you safe, in quotation marks, what your ego knows as safe. And that does not have to be healthy. You know logically that this way of living is not healthy, but for your ego, it feels safe. So the more that you can befriend your ego, especially in between the dark nights of the soul, the easier it will get to go through these processes that will be coming up over and over again. So I just wanted to shed a light on this process as we're going through this collectively, as many are going through their spiritual awakenings, heart-opening awakenings. And it's really, really important because in these processes, you usually feel so alone and so misunderstood and sometimes crazy. But to know that you're not the first one going through this, and you are definitely not alone in these thoughts and in these emotions and in these processes. Yes, we go through them differently, but you are never alone in this. Somewhere, someone has been or is feeling the exact way that you are. And especially in these times, as we're going through this mass awakening collectively, it's so beautiful to know that we're not alone. To find our tribe, to find new people around us, to find ourselves, to support ourselves, and to realize that it's okay to let go. It's okay to let go of our past versions, our past selves, even though it feels like we're gonna die, because yes, this is a death process, not physically, but mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And it hurts, but it's such a beautiful relief afterwards. So if you're going through this right now, as I also am, I'm definitely going through another dark night of the soul right now. Just know that this is one of the most beautiful processes that you're going through in your life. It might feel like shit, and allow yourself to think this is shit also. Allow yourself to grieve. Allow yourself to be happy as well. You can grieve and feel happy at the same time. But just start to notice how far you've come. Notice how much beauty that's around you, that's within you. Recognize how much you have and how much is actually working. You're waking up every day and your body is freaking incredible. It's a miracle that it's working so well that it actually does. And just know that this too shall pass. And this is one of the most important processes of your life. One of the most beautiful processes you will ever go through, because it will bring you so much love and joy and happiness and peace. But we have to have this process as well in order to integrate all the lights into our bodies and minds and souls and hearts. So if you're going through this, you will be fine. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. Nothing has gone wrong. You are not crazy, not more crazy than anyone else on this planet. We're all crazy in our unique ways. And definitely know that you are not alone. I love you so much.